It's okay. You don't have to like it.
I know.
But, you know, lobster, now people they consider it a luxury item because it's so expensive. But back in the day, that's what they fed prisoners.
Yeah.
Because that's all they had because it was so cheap to, like, harvest all these lobsters.
Those luckies. Lucky duckies.
Exactly. Anyway, so if you have a chance to have a little lobster, maybe some bisque.
Ooh.
Maybe a little roll, lobster roll.
I told you guys that story about my poor son because we used to visit the lobsters at the grocery store in the tank. And then when there were less lobsters, he would be convinced, oh, Mom, people adopted the lobsters. Yeah. This is when he was little. He was so excited. Until we went to a barbecue at a friend's house and everybody had a lobster on their plate. And then he goes, Ma! You lied to me. No, why don't get adopted.
Well, he was just into lobsters. Can you imagine going to a barbecue and there's like cats on the grill?
Oh,
like,
my God.
I love kitty cats.
I don't want to go to that barbecue.
What's up, Scary?
I believe we are a couple of weeks away from stone crab season. Ooh. I think the first 2 weeks in October, because I look forward to that.
I love that. I love they can just rip a leg off those things and they just regenerate another one.
That's the best.
I know. I wish we could do that. I mean, I don't want to try it.
No.
Can I pull a leg off of you, Nate?
Yeah, try it. Which one, right or left?
I hear all boys from Erie, Pennsylvania regenerate their legs.
All right, let's find out. Let's start yanking.
Anyway, I beg your pardon. All right, I've gone down a list of stuff that really has no value whatsoever, except for the vermin. Foundation conversation.
Oh, sure.
Hey, Froggy, we're still waiting for Helene. Helene is on her way. So who's going to get it the worst? I mean, is there any way to tell tomorrow who's going to get popped? What's that noise?
That's my phone, sir.
Who's going to get popped the hardest?
Yeah, they're saying it's going to come in the Big Bend of Florida there. So right between where the mainland of Florida goes up to the Panhandle, that area, like Steinhatchee's in there, but it's not a very heavily populated area, thank goodness. So that's really kind of the best place it could go in. But it is supposed to come ashore tomorrow as a Category 3 or 4. The good news is it's supposed to be moving really fast, so it will be more of a wind event than a rain and water event. We're expecting 2 to 5 inches of rain here in the Jacksonville area.
All right. Well, thank you. Keep us updated. Tomorrow, Helene rolls through. Oh, by the way, today is also National Quesadilla Day.
Wow.
For those who can't eat lobster. Can you eat a lobster quesadilla?
That sounds amazing.
Why not?
No, I'm good.
All right. So big, big announcement for Danielle.
Mm.
That's on the way. Also, it's One Hit Wonder Day, so Gandhi has a game.
Yes, from the first beat.
From the first beat. You got to figure out. It's going to be hard. It's only one song these people had.
Yeah, but they're big songs.
All right. We'll get into that in a minute. And I hope we don't have a lame contestant. Diamond, no lame contestants today, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. That sounds like we're okay. We're going to be all right. All right, well, hang on. The big Danielle announcement on the way. We're so excited.
The Mercedes-Benz Interview Lounge.
Katy Perry, I was listening to Woman's World and I sent you a text that said, I love it so much, I'm lactating. Mm-hmm. I mean, if music makes someone spot their blouse.
Especially you, my lactating love. I didn't know you lactated. I'm so proud of you.
I do.
You must be really in touch with your feminine divine.
I am. Mercedes-Benz has an SUV for you. Whether it's the stylish GLC, the compact GLA, the three-row GLS, or the GLE and GLC plug-in hybrids. Visit MBUSA.com for special offers.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. The free iHeartRadio app has over 100 commercial-free stations waiting for you to explore right now. Like K-pop radio, featuring the ultimate in K-pop. Jimin, New Jeans, Stray Kids, aespa, and more. All commercial-free. Just open the free iHeartRadio app, search K-pop radio, and listen now. iHeartRadio. Free never sounded so good.
Summer's here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
iHeartRadio, music you should know, featuring Alex Warren, Carry You Home.
Oh, I hope you know I will carry you home. Whether it's tonight or 55 years down the road. Oh, I know there's so many ways this could go. Don't want you to wonder, darling, I need you to know. We were talking to the sunset.
throwing dreams against the wall. I know none of them are stuck yet, but I bet it on you, honey. Oh, I would risk it all. These days, these nights, I'm changing. My mind is set on you. I'm not afraid to say it, to say it's true. Every time. We were California dreaming. Our whole life fit in that car. Didn't have a bed to sleep in. We kept each other warm. The ceiling full of stars. These days, these nights, changing my mind. My mind set on you. I'm not afraid to say it, to say I do.
Create your own Alex Warren custom station with iHeartRadio. Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
Think way back way. You know that I don't play. Streets not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away. OT, OT, there's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Baby, I like your style.
Strength and guidance. All that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Gonna be a great day. We have a lot to do, including this amazing announcement with Danielle.
Shall we just jump into it?
Oh, do it, do it, do it.
Scary, do you have any scary music?
In three.
In three. Here it is. Oh, you know what your mother does in hell.
What?
It's The Exorcist.
Oh.
Where what happened?
In four. Okay. That's fine.
Oh, you know what your mother does in hell. I'm just starting over.
Okay, okay. Oh, is that The Exorcist, Elvis?
Yes. To me, one of the most frightening films ever made.
Yeah.
It's the same. Anyway, so we have a big, big announcement. It's time to do it. May I give you the headlines and then you take over?
Mm-hmm.
Our Danielle, we're so proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
It's Danielle's second annual Hello Scream.
Yay!
At the world-famous Blood Manor, right here in New York City. It's happening October 23rd.
Yes.
You can join the entire show for a night of scares.
Yes.
It's going to be amazing. And, of course, 100% of the proceeds donated to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in memory of Joey Lorenzo.
Yes. And we did this last year, and I remember a lot of our listeners were like, oh, my gosh, I should have been there. You guys look like you had the best time ever. We had the best time ever.
Yep.
Everybody who came out to the house had a great time. We had so much fun scaring you. Everyone at Blood Manor is amazing. The people who do the costumes, the people who do the makeup, you know, the people who own the place. And like we said, all the proceeds, every single penny you spend goes to Blood Manor, goes to St. Jude Children's Hospital, and, you know, to help the kids. And that's what it's all about. So we're very excited. October 23rd, 7 to 10 p.m. And, yeah, all of us are going to be in the house again. We all did it last year. Even the chickens did it last year.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
Can we have a lesson for Andrew? Can somebody teach him how to scare? He was saying... Boo.
welcome to the house. Yeah. Yeah, no, he was kind of lame. But we had such a good time. And, of course, all the makeup and the costuming that goes on at Blood Manor.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got to experience that. We sat in the chairs. We got all made up. It was fabulous.
Oh, it was incredible.
And I'm considering last year, even though it was a huge success, that was a dress rehearsal for this year.
Oh, yeah, buddy. This year's going to be bigger and better than ever, and you're going to be able to get your tickets. I think all of our socials, Elvis Duran Show, I know on Blood Manor's website, you can go and you can get your tickets. They're $50 because, like we said, a lot goes into this, and all the money goes to St. Jude, and Absolutely. It is worth it. You will have the best night. I had my... Remember I wanted a shovel last year? They made sure I had my shovel, and I was scaring the bejeezies out of everybody with my shovel.
There's bejeebies all over the floor.
And I will be posting pictures from last year and some video from last year so you can see what it's all about. But you're going to want to be part of it. We had the best time.
Again, it's Daniel's second annual Hallow Scream at Blood Manor, Woo-hoo! October 23rd.
Yes.
By the way, it's on Broadway. So I know I've always wanted to perform on Broadway.
Yeah.
And now you can say you did.
Right. You know, I live very close to Blood Manor.
Yes.
And they're already in the windows scaring people during the day. They have ghouls walking around they do.
Well, it's almost October 1st, guys. I mean, we're almost officially there.
September really sped through.
Yeah. Jesus.
So the weirdo wacko that runs Blood Manor, Jim Lorenzo. Good morning, Jim. Welcome to the show. We're so excited about this year. Hello.
Well, gee, thank you. I'm here.
Really, I was walking home the other day, Jim, and right there in the window of Blood Manor, in the middle of day, you have one of your ghouls mm-hmm. in the front window scaring the hell out of people walking down Broadway.
We did?
No, yes, you did. No, I saw it.
Really?
Maybe it was your preview night. It might have been the preview night.
It was during the day.
Oh, it was? Oh, I don't know.
No, we have some of our staff that they like to do. Oh, should I say staff? They like to just kind of hang out and get into the sense of Blood Manor. And getting inside the window has become a popular thing for them now.
Window shopping on Broadway. We're so excited. Yes. And you know what? This year, like I was saying a second ago, last year was a lot of fun and a big success, but it was merely a dress rehearsal for this year, October 23rd, at Blood Manor.
Yes.
I have a question for you guys.
What's that?
So when we spoke last year, I said to you, once you get in there and you get in costume and you get the feel, you're going to understand what I mean. Did all of you get that feeling and the understanding of what it's like to be inside that space?
Well, it's totally. That place is haunted.
Yeah.
And we know that. Didn't Abe Lincoln, he was shot there, wasn't
no.
he?
Oh, God.
I think he was.
There is this one room there that they do say is haunted, and you walk in and you can feel something. I walked in and I smelled something, and he said, yep. Wait. And it was the only place that smelled like that.
Which room was that?
It's a little room downstairs when we were getting our makeup done. I'll take you in it this year, Gandhi.
Thank you. All good.
So how many years have you been at that location, the Blood Manor location on Broadway?
Broadway, this is our seventh season.
Right.
The first location was 7, 7, and 7. So right. I don't understand.
We've pretty much figured that out. And of course, it's in my neighborhood. I remember the first year I said, can you get this out of my neighborhood? All the screaming, all the ghouls walking around scaring people.
Oh my gosh, that's like my dream for it to be in my neighborhood.
But now we're proud to have you as our neighbor, Blood Manor.
Thank you. We love the neighborhood. It really is fantastic where we are.
And we have to say that we are doing this in honor of Jim's son, Joey, who passed away. And that's why we know St. Jude is so close to your heart, right? So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, it's a horrible thing to go through. And it's just, if you can't find a way to keep moving on with your life, then it doesn't make sense. I have other children. I have family. You know, and Joey comes to us all the time. Like, Danielle, you experienced it firsthand when I talked about the checkerboards last year. You know, so he's always around. And this is a way that, you know, getting the word out. You know, if you're young and you, whatchamacallit, you need to go get a colonoscopy. Colonoscopy, most important. I don't care if you're 30, if you're 40, you know, you need to get it done. Joey was 34 when he got diagnosed and passed at 36 and has, he had an unbelievable, full, wonderful life. 110 fish concerts, you know, beautiful, beautiful wife, Allie. And we have a lot to be thankful for. And Joey's with us all the time.
Wow.
All the time. He's never in the window of Blood Manor, but he's with us all the time.
He's listening in right now.
Yeah.
I love that.
100%.
Well, let me give it to you. One more time, if you're just turning us on. Thanks. Thank you, by the way. We love you, Jim. And
we love you. We love you.
It's Daniel's second annual Hello Scream, October 23rd, Blood Manor, $50. Of course, it all goes to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And it's an amazing thing. And we'll see you there. It's going to be incredible.
And I think we have some tickets to give away, yes?
Yes. Ooh. You know what? No matter where you're listening, we'll give you a pair of tickets, but you got to promise us you'll be there October 23rd. Be caller 100 now, 1-800-242-0100. You're the best. Thank you so much. It's always great to talk to you. And I can't wait to meet your incredible, incredible makeup people and all the... Oh, that was insane.
I'm going to post some pictures from last year. Wait till you see the makeup job they did. They're amazing. And we... Yeah. You're going to have... I'm telling you, you're going to want to be there. It's the best time. We have so much fun.
Right. It was.
Yeah, we love you guys.
They did such a good job with the makeup. You know, we all went out at the end and we took pictures of everybody who was there and was waiting. And there were so many people who were talking to us and they were like, well, where's Gandhi? I'm like, right here. You couldn't even talk because I look so crazy.
Yeah, they need to totally mutilate my face this year because people know how I was. I'm like, oh, God. Thank you, Jim. Jim Lorenzo,
thanks, Jim.
Of course, from the world-famous Blood Manor. It's going to be a great season. When do you officially open the season?
We open up this Saturday night.
All right.
Wow.
We'll save it for October 23rd. Come see
Saturday. Yes. Just this Saturday, but then the rest of the season. We'll be there. And the 23rd with bells on.
Oh, my God. I may wear a costume of bells.
Oh, okay.
Right. Thank you, Jim. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you then, okay?
Thanks,
October 23rd. All the info coming soon at Z100.com. Again, it's Z100.com/scare.
Mm.
All the info. Z100.com/scare.
There you go.
Be caller 100. No matter where you're listening right now on this great earth of ours, be caller 100, and you're coming to New York October 23rd. 1-8. We're not going to fly you in. Fly yourself.
No, you got to fly.
1-800-242-0100. This is going to be amazing.
I can't wait.
Congratulations,
Danielle. Thank you. Z100.com/scare, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Into the three things we need to know, and then we have a free crap phone tap on the way. Gandhi, what's going on?
All right. The leader of a Haitian nonprofit group is filing criminal charges against Donald Trump and his running mate, J.D. Vance. The charges made through an Ohio law that allows private citizens to file charges were filed after both Trump and Vance made claims about Haitian immigrants eating pets in Springfield, Ohio. The co-founder of the Haitian Bridge Alliance says Trump and Vance have led an effort to vilify and threaten the Haitian community in Springfield, and they are not safe. The CEO of Novo Nordisk is in hot water over the rising costs of the company's popular weight loss drugs, Ozempic and Wegovy. On Tuesday, senators questioned Lars Jorgensen and demanded answers for why the U.S. faces higher prices for those drugs than other countries. Senator Bernie Sanders, the chair of the Senate Health Committee, said Americans should be treated the same as people across the globe and demanded that the company stop ripping us off. Did you know it is $969 a month here for Ozempic? And in Canada, it's just $155.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
We are paying way more. It's only $59 in Germany. So we are paying way, way, way more for those things here, and they want to know why. And finally, for the second year in a row, Princeton, MIT, and Harvard are topping U.S. college rankings. U.S. News and World Report is out with its 2025 college rankings. And once again, New Jersey's Princeton University is the number one institution in the country, followed by MIT in second place and Harvard in third. Stanford University in California was tied with Harvard last year, but is now ranked fourth. The nation's top-ranked liberal arts schools are Williams and Amherst Colleges, both in Massachusetts, and Pennsylvania's Swarthmore College in third place.
You know what? What else that list is all about? All those colleges?
What?
A list of colleges that won't even let me drive within a 10-mile radius of their campus.
They will reject us immediately.
Yes,
those are your three things.
Thank you, Gandhi.
Check it out.
Good morning.
You're so appreciated, and I love you guys so much.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. The free iHeartRadio app has over 100 commercial-free stations waiting for you to explore right now, like K-pop radio, featuring the ultimate in K-pop. Jimin, New Jeans, Stray Kids, aespa, and more. All commercial free. Just open the free iHeartRadio app, search K-pop radio, and listen now. iHeartRadio. Free never sounded so good.
Rain on me. I hear the thunder coming down. Duran every day on my drive to work.
And the Z100 Morning Show.
Wow, Z100 Jingle Ball season on the way. Wouldn't it be unbelievable if we had Teddy Swims? Can you imagine? Oh, I'm just making a wish, making a wish. Hey, what's my Z100 weather today?
Yeah, cloudy few days. Today, maybe some rain later in the afternoon. High 70. Right now, 60.
Teddy Swims at Z100.
I took a page out of your favorite book. You saw me lies just by the way you look. Taught me a language that I'll never speak. Baby, that ain't for me. That ain't for me. I dug my grave watching the way you move. You took me higher than I ever flew. Too many times gave you a second chance. Baby, I'm just a man. I'm just a man. No more thanks.
Money this week, so we're giving away free crap we found around the studios. Who went shopping today?
I did.
Oh, scary! All right, what are we giving away today?
Oh my god, I got some great stuff for you today. I got the official zine for Z100's Jingle Ball 2007, which had a lot of great artists, which you can look through. Also, it's a zine. It's, you get it for free when you show up at the Garden. Okay. Anyway, also a Macarena Christmas. The guys that gave you the Macarena, they did a Christmas album. Who knew? And Monster Booty on CD.
Oh,
how about that?
Monster Booty.
And finally, this is my prized possession. I hate to part with it, but it's my I Got Turnt in the Club t-shirt. I'm giving it away to a lucky listener.
Wow, I cannot believe you're
doing that. I mean, the other stuff is kind of lame, but that's hot.
Well, I was going to also throw in an ear of corn that Nate brought in because it's fresh off the branches.
That was a gift from me to Nate. I'm giving you a gift and you're giving it to him to give away. And it's corn.
Yeah, but there's what, three cobs? I could part with an ear, Skiri. If you wanted to send an ear,
I will have it. It's not just corn, Elvis. It's Jersey corn.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, well, you could win Monster Booty CD. It's all songs about booty.
Oh.
You could win the Christmas CD from Los Del Rio, who gave us Macarena.
Okay.
And the Z100 Jingle Ball Zine magazine from 2007.
Who performed that year?
I'm looking here.
Oh, there's a lot of great artists. Go to the back page.
Okay.
I'll throw in this if you'd like as well.
Where's the back?
Back page. One from the back.
Okay, here. Okay. I just went one from the back, and
do
it's not there.
Do they still make a magazine every year?
No, sure. It's very costly.
Oh.
I mean, just go digitally. So. Okay. All right, who cares? And you also get the Turnt in the Club t-shirt and an ear of Jersey corn. Can we send that out tonight? Can we FedEx the corn out, Scotty B? Yes.
Yep. I'll wrap it and ship it today.
I think it's like at the end of it, whatever now.
Okay.
All right, so be caller 100 now with the free crap phone tap, 1-800-242-0100. Who does the free crap phone tap, Scary?
Get it!
Here we go.
Don't answer the phone, Elvis Duran. The Elvis Duran phone tap.
Here we go. It's a new phone tap from Garrett. Hey, Garrett.
Hey.
What's it all about today?
So Bo was using her husband John's car. It was stolen while she was using it.
Okay.
Oh.
So few months have gone by. Bo is back in the good graces of her own husband, and she decided, hey, let's play a phone tap on him. So Bo's going to start the call to her husband, John, saying the car was stolen.
Again,
and I'm going to be the guy who stole the car.
Here we go, today's phone tap.
Hello?
John?
Yep?
I'm outside right now, and I went to go pick up lunch, and the car's gone.
What do you mean the car's gone?
The car's gone. It's not in the lot anymore. Someone stole a car.
Are you kidding me?
It's gone. I don't see it.
Why is it always with you? I could leave the car parked in the city all day and it won't happen to me.
I don't know what to do. I have to call the
cops. Call the police. What do you mean you don't know what to do?
I did call the police. That's why it took a little longer and I'm waiting for them.
I don't get how every time you take the car gets stolen.
It's not my fault.
If I get this car back, you're not allowed to drive my car anymore. I don't give a how the you get to work. I don't care if you have to take a bus to work every day. Don't take my car anymore.
It's not my fault.
Whatever. Just figure it out and call me back later. Yeah.
Yo, is this the owner of the...
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me tell you the situation I'm in right now. I have your car, so let's do some business.
What do you mean you have my car?
Let's just say I have your car held hostage, and I'm looking for some money now.
So you're basically telling me you stole my car and you want me to pay you to get my car back?
Let's do business like men, and you can get your car back.
You want to do business with me after you take my car? Are you kidding me?
That's how a good businessman does business. He calls the guy's car he just stole, and he gets the money.
That's not how it works, all right? Yo, you know what? You know what? You know what? All right, you know what? How much are you looking for it?
This is looking around maybe 40 G.
All right, 40 Gs. Let's meet right now.
Where would you like to meet?
Anywhere. Okay, bring it back to the lot that you stole it from.
That's just silly. Right, I'm not going back to the scene of the crime. Any true criminal like yourself should know that.
Oh, I'm a criminal now. You stole my car and I'm a criminal.
You sound like a criminal. I'm making this convenient for you.
Listen, you're not making anything convenient for me when you stole my car. Right, this has got to be a joke. All right? You're going to sit there and tell me after you stole my car, you want to do business? Are you kidding me?
I want money. You want your car? Let's meet in the middle and
no,
make
you know what? Do what you want with the car. If you don't want, why don't you name a spot to meet me at?
Because then you...
Are you that dumb? Well, you don't know? I said name a spot. What? You can't name a spot? All right, why don't you meet me at the police precinct then?
Oh, that's real smart.
Would I make you happy? Exactly. So why don't you name a spot and I'll be there.
They'll probably think you stole the car then if we meet up there.
Like a dumbass, when you were on the phone with me this whole time, my brother was on the phone with the cops.
Oh, yeah?
All right? So you must be a dumbass.
Do you want...
All right? So I am not going to pay you $40,000 for my car. All right? Why don't you give me back my car and give me $100,000 on top of that?
Why am I giving you money? How does this
exactly,
work?
Exactly. Why the should I give you money?
Because you want your car back.
So keep it. Keep it. I'll go through insurance and get a new car. There's nothing more to talk about. If you want to... If you really think that I'm dumb enough to give you $40,000 for a car that's not even worth $40,000, you must be dumb.
Well,
maybe you should do some little homework on how much the car is worth.
And
then you have the nerve to steal my car and call me.
Well, then you
say you want your car back. Let's be men and make a business deal. You have got to be kidding me. I ain't got nothing more to say to you.
All right. Well, you know what? Well, then maybe Bo has something to say to you.
Babe, we just phone tapped you.
There's no one dumb enough to do that type of
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
God, that was awful, Scary.
Mm.
Can you tell Garrett Garrett, to give us more phone taps like that.
You got them riled up real good.
God, what is it with these phone taps? Just pissing people off. Oh, well, another phone tap. A free crab phone tap worth a big old pile of free crap from Scary today. Woo. Let's go talk to line 15 is Charles. Hi, Charles.
Hi.
Charles, you won on the free crap phone tap. Congratulations.
Yay!
Yeah, I know, yay.
For the corn.
This is awesome. Yeah, you got an ear of corn from New Jersey on the way.
Yeah,
also,
that's why I called.
Just for the corn. All right, well, then screw the rest of it. You're going to love your big old prize pack. We're going to FedEx it out so you can eat this corn immediately. It's very sweet and very cool. And thank you for listening, Charles. We sure do appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Hold on 1 second. There you go. Another free crap phone tap tomorrow. Who's doing tomorrow? Should I do it?
I mean,
I'll be here.
I think you should, Elvis. You'll be here.
I got a lot of great free crap in my office.
Oh, yeah.
So Scary added in that free crap phone tap package the Zine magazine from the 2007 Z100 Jingle Ball. Do you want to know who performed that year?
Yeah.
Great.
Fallout Boy, Jonas Brothers, Timbaland, with special guest One Republic.
Wow.
Alicia Keys, Avril Lavigne, Backstreet Boys, Jordan Sparks, Boys Like Girls, and Kobe Calais.
Oh. Wow, that's a good lineup.
That's a really good lineup.
Almost all of it is. And there you go. What do you got? We have another Jingle Ball season on the way. We're so excited. I took a little peek at the lineup.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
Oh, really?
Pretty amazing. It is what One Hit Wonder Day. Can you explain that? One Hit
Yes.
Wonders.
So we're celebrating people who have only had one hit in their career, and we're saying hits like big radio hits. So if you're a huge fan of one of these artists and you know a bunch of songs, that's great, but these were big radio hits.
All right. So, but they only had one.
Yeah.
So, as a matter of fact, if you go on your iHeartRadio app, there's an entire channel devoted to One Hit Wonders.
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
And we're going to do From the First Beat, so.
So good luck. God help us.
You can do it. You can do it.
Forget it.
If you can do it, call now. 1-800-242-0100.
It's Gandhi, and you might have heard of my podcast, Sauce on the Side. If not, come explore the parts of my brain that we don't talk about on The Big Show. Everything from science to love to the not-so-safe-for-work topics that make us laugh. Join me every Wednesday for a new episode of Sauce on the Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, make sure you like, follow, and subscribe.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
With Wendy's Breakfast Burrito is everything you want for breakfast. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, bacon, or sausage, all rolled up into one warm tortilla. Want the boss of breakfast burritos? Gotta be Wendy's at participating U.S. Wendy's.
The free iHeartRadio app has over 100 commercial-free stations waiting for you to explore right now, like K-pop radio, featuring the ultimate in K-pop. Jimin, New Jeans, Stray Kids, aespa, and more. All commercial free. Just open the free iHeartRadio app, search K-pop radio, and listen now. iHeartRadio. Free never sounded so good.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be. Kick it.
Oh. I know that we'll have a ball if we get down and go out and just lose it all. I feel stressed out, I wanna let it go. Let's go way out, face down, losing all control.
Fill up my cup, mazel tov. Look at her dancing, just take it off. Let's paint the town, we'll shut it down. Let's burn the roof. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, and do it, and do it.
That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night.
Hey,
let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey,
let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like oh my god.
Like oh my god.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's get caught. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov. Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
And do it. And do it. Let's live it up. And do it.
And do it.
And do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Do it.
Do it. Do it. Here we come. Here we go. We gotta rock. Easy come, easy go. Now we on top. Feel the shot. Body rock. Rockin' don't stop.
With each other really good.
Love Elvis because he's such a sassball, like my spirit animal, like really.
Yeah. Elvis Duran.
And
this
Day 100
Morning Show.
It's fine. It's cool. You can say that. Arms out like an angel through the car sunroof. I don't wanna come.
so funny.
Got me feeling this way.
Yeah, I mean, we grew up like
Elvis Duran
junkies, so we love it.
Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
Seems like just yesterday, you were a part of me. I used to stand so tall, I used to be so strong. Your arms around me tight, everything felt so right. Unbreakable, like nothing could go wrong. Now I can't
and give me a spanking.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Remind me, I got to build a woodshed.
Hey, bring the poop knife.
I love this. We're like aliens.
Oh, yeah. I know. Came into my car.
Elvis Duran.
There's some strange people out there.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
So today is One Hit Wonder Day. So there's always that one song you loved. You're like, oh, my God, this band is awesome.
Yeah.
This singer is great. And you never hear from them again. It was that one song. That's it. They call them one-hit wonders.
My favorite were all the one-hit wonders that were nasty. It's like, you have one song and you're not a nice person. Maybe that's why you're not a nice person.
Well, you know what? We've been around long enough to see that happen.
Chumbawamba.
Ooh. Wow.
Well, you remember.
I wonder if the guys from A-ha were nasty. This is a weird version of this song. Take On Me, the album cut. This is their only hit, A-ha. Here it is right there. This is a huge hit. But that's all they had. Now, do we know? Maybe they were huge in Europe or something. Yeah. They weren't here.
Yeah, they were huge in Europe, I think.
I always contest that if I had a one-hit wonder, if I was a musician, I'd be content with that. Because they're getting paid right now. Mm. Aha! I just got 7 cents.
Well, they would be aha. We get more than aha because we have more than one hit.
Yeah.
So, no, I would not want to be a one-hit wonder.
For us, we'd all be happy with it because we're not musicians. Yeah. But if you're a musician and you only have one hit, you'd probably be so upset.
Oh, absolutely. Hello.
Maybe that's why they're nasty.
Let's say hi to Nicole. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi. Hi, guys. Good morning.
Well, welcome to One Hit Wonder Day. So, you understand the concept of the one-hit wonder, right?
I do, yeah.
And so, Nicole, you know, sometimes when we have people call up to try to play these music games, they fail miserably. But you say that a friend of yours said you got to call in because you're going to win any contest. Obviously, your friend thinks you know music really well.
Mm. Yeah. She, every time we're in the car, I'm singing along, and she's like, how do you know that song?
So I walked through Diamond's office when she was talking to Nicole, and Nicole... Remember, Diamond said these words. Diamond, you said these words. My job is on the line. If you don't win this thing, they're going to fire me.
Yes.
You're not getting
a lot of pressure there. A lot of pressure.
You're not getting fired. Diamond, she is not getting fired.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Good to know.
All right, so these are one-hit wonders, and they're from the first beat, which adds a little more to the, the challenge. So talk to Nicole.
Nicole. I think you can do this. These songs are really, really big hits. And you'll, I believe, if you know all the words to all of these songs, you will know it from the first beat. It's going to be pretty easy for you, I think.
So it's just title of song, not
title and artist.
Title and artist?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're one hit wonder.
Title and artist.
Yeah,
because it's one note.
No, no. It's a one hit wonder artist. They have to.
Danielle. All right, go ahead.
What if you did title or artist?
No. No, come on.
What?
Title and artist. You can do this.
Okay, all right. You can do this.
All right,
Nicole.
Ground, Gandhi.
Okay.
Shut up, Froggy.
And there's good stuff to win here, right?
Yeah, big time.
Yeah,
big time.
See, that's why we want.
Let's get going, guys. Here we go. One hit wonder, hit number one. Oh, I know that one.
Come on.
One more time. Here we go. It was pretty big.
That is, oh my gosh, I know it.
This guy actually showed up at a jingle ball.
He did.
I know.
And we let him in.
Mm-hmm. Can you play it one more? Are you able to play it one more time?
Yes, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, my God. I forgot the name. Something Style.
Okay.
Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. You got it.
Do you know the artist?
I forgot his name.
Well, that's the problem. Everyone forgot his name.
Yeah. That's why he's a one-hit wonder, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, if you don't know it, just pass it.
What if we did 1 point for artist, 1 point for name, and she got it points that way?
Okay. Is it
Psy?
Yes!
Oh, my God. Google it up.
Yeah, feel free. If you get,
Google it.
Yeah, feel free to Google all you want. I have no problem with that. All right, here we go. Here is one-hit wonder hit number two.
Okay.
Oh, please.
Come on.
Oh, Vanilla Ice. Ice, Ice, Baby.
Yes! You can do this.
Actually, that's a sample from David Bowie. We could have said that's David Bowie.
But he's not a one-hit wonder.
Exactly. Yeah. Here we go. All right, so you have two. You're doing really well. Here is one-hit wonder number three.
Mambo number 5, Lubega.
Wow. Is your friend helping you? Because that's totally fine as well.
No, she's not helping.
Can I hear voices? Really? I hear voices.
Yeah, I hear voices too.
Here we go. One hit wonder number 4.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date?
Oh.
Biz Markie, you got what I need.
Yeah.
But you say
just a friend is what we said? Yeah, there you go.
But you say he's just a friend.
Wow. Gandhi almost kicked you to the curb on that one. Remember Biz Markie? He lived right next to the radio station.
Oh, really?